This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
But I also believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We'll take all the guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You're not a funny clown.
Kid, blow that horn one more time. Have it right away. I'll kill you all.
Armed psychopathic clowns are becoming a worldwide phenomenon. 42 years ago, John Wayne Gacy, a former Democratic Party member and psychopathic clown known as Pogo the Clown, stalked Chicago, Illinois from 1972 until 1978, killing at least 33 young men.
Aren't you going to say hello?
The latest rash of evil clowns was first spotted in September of 2013 in Northern Ireland in the seaside town of Carrickfergus. Two mysterious characters, one known as the Carrick Killer Clown and his sidekick, caused a disturbance when they were seen acting suspiciously near a secondary school.
Heads up, Clarence! Don't you know?
That incident inspired more clown mischief in California and New York. An independent film company out of Staten Island, New York, created what appears to be a promotional campaign that went viral. It began with people linked to the production company utilizing social media to create a panic that a creepy clown was stalking the community. That viral social media ploy has spawned worldwide attention due to the popularity of American Horror Story freak shows Twisty the Clown and the popularity of scare prank YouTube videos that have netted tens of millions of viewers. France and Spain are now copycatting the viral videos. More than a dozen French teenagers armed with pistols, knives, and baseball bats have been arrested for attacking people. One pedestrian in Montpellier, France, was attacked by a killer clown wielding an iron bar. Now Spain's Gijón clown has arrived in the wee hours of the night. Spain has a youth unemployment rate of 56%, while France's youth unemployment rate is 26%. As the fabric of society is torn apart by corporate piracy and inadequate leadership, I would expect we will see a rise of killer clown attacks and the like by large portions of global society with nothing to lose. Teenagers in France were warned by the police not to take action against the killer clown. As the killer clown phenomenon grows, so does the killer clown vigilante phenomenon.
Guys like that, you know?
to give clowns a bad name.
John Bound, Infowars.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff. Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm Alex Jones. This is a breaking Ebola news update. In a moment, I'm going to break down some very important developments where the World Health Organization itself is now saying that the incubation period is not just 21 days, but can be up to 41 days. This was announced today, as it was also announced that they are releasing dozens and dozens of quarantine Americans who were around patient zero in Dallas only after 21 days of observation. And as more flights come into the United States from West Africa with people exhibiting signs of Ebola, it's clear that there is an attempt to whitewash and cover up exactly what's happening. But before we get into that, I want to just point out that InfoWars.com, the nightly news, and everything we do here is about us trying to find out what's really happening, not coming at you with a preset agenda or view like the controlled left or controlled right and the state-run media does. I want to know what's really happening with Ebola. I want to know if there are things out there that could protect this country and protect my three children, just as you do. We're teleprompter-free here, ladies and gentlemen. This is about really doing the analysis, really talking to a wide spectrum of experts and not trusting the system. And that's the good news. There are several polls out just this week. Public confidence in the CDC nosedives, CBS News reports in a major poll. Another story, 64% believe America is out of control. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, America is getting more and more out of control. But the good news is when African leaders come out and say that this Ebola could be weaponized, people really aren't laughing anymore. In fact, we have an article on InfoWars.com that has a BBC video in it. Secret Project created weaponized Ebola in South Africa in the 1980s to be used against blacks to reduce their population. So the alternative media is now becoming the dominant media, and we go out and source real facts and what's already admitted, and the system calls us conspiracy theorists and attacks us in publications every day, and it has no effect other than boosting our credibility. The arrogant, dying dinosaur media still thinks that demonizing us is effective. It's not, ladies and gentlemen.
Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million YouTube. He had 300 million people that have watched him on YouTube, and that sort of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist strain is being tapped into at crazy profit by people in the media.
Well, it is, and I think that the point you just made is the key thing, at crazy profit. These folks are getting paid to be racist.
Now shifting to the potentially bad news, the breaking info. CNN today, UN staffer dies of Ebola, monitoring ends for 43 in Texas. 43 people who came in contact with Ebola patient Thomas Eric Duncan are now officially cleared after not demonstrating any symptoms during a 21-day monitoring period. Here's the problem. The UN on its own World Health Organization website and other mainline virology sites state the same fact, say that Ebola can easily live for 41 days in the body and 70 days in the semen in a man's testicles. So they are releasing people who are around this Ebola patient, and he's already infected two nurses, who could not exhibit signs for another 21 days. And this fits into the pattern of bringing in the West African flights when other nations ban it. When they're putting Ebola patients in regular hospitals, and the CDC told one of the nurses, doesn't matter if you're treating an Ebola patient and you've got fever, go ahead and fly, honey. This is part of a pattern of trying to let Ebola get a foothold in this country so the CDC, FEMA, and NORTHCOM can engage in a giant domestic power grab of medical tyranny. The feds have been buying millions of firearms, billions of bullets and other forms of ammunition. They've been buying huge armored vehicles and deploying them in every city and digging in for biological catastrophe. I don't know if this Ebola event is that. What I do know is they're making preparations while telling us that we shouldn't be prepared. Just like they tell us we shouldn't own guns, even though the highest crime rates are in Chicago, New York, and D.C., where they have an abolition of the individual's right to keep and bear arms. Well, I personally am getting prepared. I saw them take the guns in Katrina and raid the houses of people that had their own solar power and were high and dry. I witnessed people a few years ago with the hurricane that hit the East Coast begging for FEMA to help them and getting zero help for week after week after week. And who can forget that famous sign that FEMA hung on their door saying, we're closed because of bad weather? I'm not sitting back waiting for the government to come protect me and take care of me. They've shown time and time again they have very bad intent and bad will against the people, not goodwill. They want crises to get out of control so they can pose as the saviors and sell their toxic vaccines and other poisons as a solution. Well, I'm personally getting my body ready with plenty of sunshine, organic food, purified water. Myself and my family are taking high-quality colloidal silver from InfoWarsLife.com, the silver bullet. I'm taking Survival Shield X2, true nascent iodine, that I believe is even more important than things like colloidal silver. Because if you don't have iodine in your body, if you're deficient in it, you will die. It's something you've got to absolutely have. So governments keep lowering and lowering the allowance they claim that we need. This needs to be looked into, ladies and gentlemen. We've been investigating it. It's why I'm doing everything I can to boost my body's natural defenses and why I'm trying to warn people that they can't have confidence in the system. But at the same time, we shouldn't just sit here and wait for things to spiral out of control. None of this in the final equation is a silver bullet. Nothing is perfect. But just laying there and being horrified and watching mainstream media deceive us and scare us is not going to do a damn thing. We all need to get involved and do our own research. So don't stand behind us. Stand right beside us, looking at every angle of this, researching what's really happening, and understanding that there is clearly a cover-up going on with this Ebola situation. Now, I've said many times, I don't think this Ebola will probably really get out of hand here in the United States, even if the feds try everything they can to let it spread. But in Africa, the UN is saying it could be up to 1.4 million people or more that end up getting it. That is just an incredible number. What I'm really concerned about is the MRSA and the drug-resistant bacteria and the drug-immune TB that is spreading across this country, the flesh-eating bacteria. That's why it's essential for all of us going into this flu season to do our own research and find out that the H1N1 shot 5 years ago lowered people's immune systems and doubled their chances of getting the regular flu that was the big killer. That's why it's vital going into this winter that we all wash our hands and boost our immune systems however we can naturally. Well, that's it for this emergency Ebola news update alert. I'm Alex Jones signing off for this edition of InfoWars Nightly News. We don't have all the answers, but we know the feds and the globalists and the UN, the people caught doing secret lethal medical testing all over the world, we know that that's a group that we are certainly going to keep an eye on.
All right, that's Alex Jones' special report. I'm David Knight on this October 31st, 2014 edition. This is Halloween, and Alex is going to be joining us live. We had a report at the very beginning of the show, John Bowne's Killer Clowns report. If you haven't seen that, you need to see that. It's got some great visuals in it, and it's up on our YouTube channel now. Of course, this is Halloween, and I knew that this clown thing with the French and their mimes is going to break bad, but this is getting out of hand in France. Of course, there's a lot of other things behind that, and John breaks that down. Now, we also have up on the Drudge Report, one of our contest entrants actually made the paper in Illinois. They didn't report the fact that it was an InfoWars contest, but the man going around in a hazmat suit and an Obama mask hanging Ebola posters made the local news, and that made Drudge Report. So that's up on the Drudge Report. A man in Obama mask and a hazmat suit hangs Ebola posters across Chicago. And, of course, we have other breaking Ebola news. They're now scrubbed the information about how you can catch the Ebola from coughing and sneezing with the aerosol particles. That was up on the CDC website. That's now been scrubbed. They keep changing that information. They want to make sure that we don't have a panic, but this is going far, far beyond that. As a matter of fact, just look at this nurse who yesterday went for a ride in defiance of people's wishes and the request of the Maine governor that she stay away from the public. She went for a bicycle ride, and she did that in defiance, and they didn't have a court order at the time. Now they do have a court order to keep her from doing that. Now, I think it's really amazing that a doctor, that a nurse would do this type of thing. But, of course, she also doesn't just have connections to Doctors Without Borders, which we just had a Doctor Without Borders doctor who had Ebola, who lied about the fact that he went around New York until they found his credit card records. He did not do self-quarantine. He did not put other people's interests first. He did not follow the maxim that doctors are supposed to follow, first do no harm. And, of course, neither is she. She has deep ties to the CDC. And we see with her that voluntary quarantine is not going to work. Why would she model this kind of dangerous behavior? The same questions that we had about Judge Jenkins in Dallas. Stay with us. Alex Jones is going to be live. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States. And your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable level 3 body armor on the market. Katie level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare.
It's a mess.
My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
On September 30th, 2014, the first confirmed case of Ebola appeared in the U.S. This, combined with several other unidentified viruses, have some of our customers at 30dayfoodsupply.com concerned about the safety of our domestic food supply, resulting in a surge of our $99 90-serving kits. While we at 30dayfoodsupply.com have no expertise in epidemiology, we are aggressively purchasing raw materials that are currently in stock, and we intend to continue to sell our 30-day non-GMO emergency food supply for only $99 as long as we can. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 541-229-0010 and purchase our 30-day, 90-day serving emergency food supplies for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. 541-229-0010.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows.
Well, it's All Saints Eve, or I guess they call it Halloween.
Everybody.
Samhain, a lot of different names for it.
The big occult holiday is upon us, and we are seeing all sorts of good things happening, all sorts of bad things happening, obviously. I had a family issue I had to deal with, so I'm here a little bit late. I was actually here once the show started, but I had to get ready. Appreciate David Knight filling in for me. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. And, of course, we also had some special reports that we premiered here. We have a lengthy special report that's about 20 minutes long that Rob Dew did that will air today if we have time, dealing with what's worse, what's more poisonous than the Halloween candy with the high fructose corn syrup filled with lead and mercury and more. So that's coming up. We also have Dr. Joseph Mercola, he's a medical doctor, but one of the leading, if not the leading voice out there, exposing what's happening with Big Pharma and more. He's going to give us his real take on the Ebola situation in the third hour today. We're going to cover a lot of other news, obviously, in the meantime. It was two, 3 days ago, back on October 29th, that listeners sent us a link to the CDC's website showing that in the last month they had gone from saying Ebola couldn't be airborne to saying it could be airborne. And then the New York Post and others picked it up within a few hours. So now Gateway Pundits reporting today, CDC deletes Ebola page on how you can catch disease from coughing and sneezing. The Army's own manuals, the CDC, the World Health Organization, they're all on record saying it can travel 3 to 20 feet in hot weather, but that if it gets into cold weather, it can live weeks on surfaces, weeks, and travel miles. So that's the truth. And that's why people that have done research, the virologists, the epidemiologists, the experts we've had on, and I've done my own layman research of the medical reports out there because I've got three children, that if you get this flu season going with a bunch of compromised immune systems, that's why flu season is in the winter, because the virus can live longer in the cold, just like Ebola, and people aren't getting sun, so their immune systems aren't up, and they're all cooped up inside, and you run out of vitamin D because you're not in the sun within about 2 months of not having sun, and boom, you don't have vitamin D, you don't have vitamin B12, you get the flu. Well, if Ebola gets into the U.S. and starts spreading during the flu season, then you'll have people incubating it who don't know they have it, walking around for 40-plus days. It's now 40-plus days, not 21 in some cases. And it will spread very rapidly. That's why I'm concerned. Then you add the government lying about the whole thing and doing everything they can, like we reported last week in that special report you heard earlier. If you add into that equation the cold weather and the rest of it, and the government not responding properly and violating their own default to screen people at the border, to shut down the visas from West Africa, something all the African countries have done, something Europe has done, something the Middle East has done, something Asia has done, something Australia has done, something Colombia has done, something a bunch of Caribbean islands have done. You know why? Those Caribbean islands, the ones that have put the travel ban on, they're mainly black islands. And black folks know AIDS and Ebola is race specific. So Caribbean islands run by black people are shutting down people coming in out of West Africa. And it's not because they don't like black people. It's because they don't want to die. Now, Ebola can kill white people. But it clearly, and I've had medical doctors on and scientists and former CIA and bioweapons treaty authors, it is race-specific. We can say that, and we can air a BBC, you know, a documentary that aired on the BBC, it was declassified in the mid-90s, that South Africa created airborne, race-specific Ebola for Africans. And our own Pentagon had to kill a bunch of monkeys in 89 where airborne Ebola started spreading. In Virginia, Do I need to air the Nova special again or the BBC piece again? Because mainstream media attacks us and says we're making this up. We're not making any of this up. They're just preying on people's ignorance. Well, here's the problem. People aren't as ignorant as they used to be. So coming up, the latest on Ebola quickly. Then, early voting. Drudge reports Republicans have a 10% lead. We're going to be looking today and Sunday and then next week at how many of these are good libertarian-style Republicans and how many are neocon rhino Republicans. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. I'm watching and waiting for the right time to take everything you own. I love a dark house.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. Waging war on corruption. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I will be here this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time, as well as we go into election 2014. One of the most political elections we've ever seen, one of the dirtiest elections we've ever seen, incredible race baiting going on, and one of the most critically important we've ever seen, because even if a lot of these Republicans that are about to be voted in are globalist, the amount of anger and the major political realignment that this signifies, with early voting numbers coming out showing Republicans have a 10% lead, that's a big deal. We're going to be breaking that down coming up here in just a few minutes. First off, though, I don't want her within 3 feet of anyone. Governor threatens to arrest Ebola nurse after she defied quarantine to go for a bike ride and order pizza. So they're arresting people that defy quarantine in Africa. They're not bringing people into other African countries that have treated Ebola patients or who have it until they pass quarantine. But here, we can't do that. And this nurse, who it turns out worked for the CDC, is so arrogant and going on the news via Skype all over the place saying she'll do whatever she wants. What happens when other people come in contact with Ebola patients and perhaps have it, and then they decide to just run around? Why did this other nurse in Dallas treating Ebola patients get sick and call the CDC and they said, go ahead and fly? And then she had Ebola, and Lord knows what she did on that airplane. The stuff spreads through the air. The CDC admits that. National News pointed it out, so they pulled that off their website today. Maine governor vows to use full extent of authority on Ebola nurse. Maine governor LePage vowed last night to use the full extent of his authority in response to a nurse who has treated Ebola patients in Sierra Leone after she left her home in Maine and took a bicycle ride despite a quarantine order. LePage and his office had been in talks overnight Wednesday to work out a legal deal for the nurse who has tested negative for Ebola. Will spend the remaining time until November 10th, the period that the state has ordered her to remain at her home as she waits out the virus, minimum 21-day incubation period. Here's another headline out of France 24. Flu or Ebola? U.S. hospitals prepare for a confusing season. Yes, this is what's going to add to the panic. And then we have the confirmed reports from doctors and Border Patrol that people are being disappeared that appear to have Ebola. We don't know they have Ebola. What we know is they are being disappeared. The hospitals that we fingered will not respond, will not deny. What's that tell you? And we talked to the doctor that blew the whistle up in Missouri. He talks to the doctors at the and the nurses there at the Harry Truman Center, and they go, no, it's all true, you're absolutely right, but we're scared. And then at the hospitals that he runs, he's been totally ostracized. Doctors, nurses won't even talk to him. All because he did his Hippocratic Oath and said, hey, they're disappearing people in the middle of the night. And then we confirmed it from a major Dallas doctor. You add to that our exclusive story that a major shipping company is delivering with 18-wheelers, as we speak, from their cache on the East Coast, a $250,000, thousand-plus dollar hazmat suits to the DFW area, Dallas-Fort Worth area. $250,000. $250,000. And they admit they've ordered over $1 million total. And then Obama comes out yesterday, and we played the clip twice, and says there may be more Ebola cases. Just get ready for that. So they're waiting till after the election to announce more Ebola cases. I think it's overwhelmingly clear. Or they may be able to cover it up with the people they've been snatching. But regardless of this being real Ebola or panicking by the government, it should be a news item that people are disappearing. That's the kind of thing you get a Pulitzer Prize for. Where's the New York Times? Where's the Washington Post? Well, the fire departments, the police departments around the country were told 2 months ago, do not use the word Ebola over the radio. Hospitals were told, don't tell anybody if there's an Ebola case. So see, that's how the secrecy begins. And then, oh, don't tell anybody we bring an Ebola patient here. And then the CDC puts out on their website, oh, yes, it is airborne up to 3 feet. They take that down. So what you have is a cover-up. We know a cover-up's going on. We know some of what they're covering up, but we're about an inch deep in what I think is a very, very deep reservoir that we have to swim down to the bottom of to find out what's happening. And I never claimed that we were the total cutting edge of so-called journalism. What I do is just go off research, analysis, and what's already known. What is publicly available, public intelligence.
Meanwhile, Breitbart's reporting Spanish intelligence has intercepted a plot to weaponize Ebola. Well, no kidding. I mean, what do you think ISIS and others are going to do? They're going to try to go into hospitals where people have Ebola, or they're going to try to go to these African countries, get sick, start incubating, and get on airplanes. But they don't need to, because we have the doctor in New York. We now, the police have said he's a liar, and that he did get on the subway in the most busy time of day, and he went to restaurants and bowling alleys and taxi cabs. Gee, oh, by the way, when he was sick, you're a medical doctor, you come back from Doctors Without Borders, an own CIA front, though they do some real work, some of the doctors in there aren't agents, and he returns back and then just starts racing around everywhere he can when he has a fever. And now they say he's moved into stage two. That's the bleeding and the rest of it. Ebola doctor lied about New York City travels, New York Post. That's according to the NYPD. So we're seeing a real pattern here of these nurses and doctors just running around doing whatever they want. Is there one nurse that isn't running around? Is there one doctor that isn't running around? Will we catch one of these doctors next to the playground spitting on the monkey bars where kids are swinging? It seems like they're going over the top to spread this. Or maybe they just don't care. Maybe they're just stupid. Maybe they're just dumb. Or maybe they're not really sick. Maybe this is a psyop. I mean, there's real Ebola in Africa. Clearly it's a real disease. Clearly there's mystery illnesses with hundreds of kids dying every month now. Tens of hundreds on respirators. Just all sorts of bizarre deaths all over the place. And the media is so controlled, like the three monkeys, see nothing, hear nothing, say nothing, that pretty much anything could go on. That's when I got concerned in January of this year, when in a two-month period I'd lost three family members, and the doctors and nurses at the big medical center there in Tyler, Texas, were telling me, no, it's some kind of mystery illness. It's a combination of resistant viruses and just regular bacteria that just can't be killed and all sorts of other weird stuff, and it's a cocktail, and there are just people dying all over the place, and we can't take more people, and all the other hospitals can't take more people. And you'd find little local news articles here and there around the country. Mystery illness causes 4 deaths at the hospital this week. Next week, mystery illness claims 10 more. Introvirus D68 or flu. How do you know what your child has? Flu questions of the week. Well, when you go into most doctor's offices now, this has happened to me repeatedly with pediatricians. I've gone to different places, and because the guy I had was really good, but he retired. And I'll say, yeah, my child has 101 fever and everything. I'll just kind of look down their throat and everything. Okay, here's some antibiotics. Here's a prescription. And I go, wait a minute. When I go to the clinic that I go to, because the guy's friends with my dad, well, it's a big clinic, but the owners are friends with my dad, so I know it's a good place. My dad said it was a great place, and it has been. I've been going there for like 15 years. They don't give me antibiotics. They make me cough in a cup, or they swab my leg when I had an infection, and then I had to wait a day in excruciating pain, and they called back and said, this is what it is. You've got 2 drug-resistant bacteria, 1 strep and 1 staph, and we're going to put you on 2 different hardcore antibiotics. Don't drink when you're on these. These will hurt your liver. But this stuff's so hard to knock out. Are you ready? You don't give people antibiotics, ladies and gentlemen, without testing and finding out. It's pointless when you got a virus. And people said, oh, it's racism that the first Ebola patient who knew he had Ebola and ran over here and gave it to people in Dallas. Remember Jesse Jackson? No responsibility. It's just racism. You rob a bank, it's racism. You mug somebody, it's racism. Everything is somebody else's fault. Well, he went into the hospital, and they didn't even test him. They just said, oh, here's some antibiotics. And he had Ebola. But that wasn't, like Jesse Jackson said, because they were racist. It's because they're inept, and they don't care at most of these facilities. That's what's going on. And, you know, Jesse Jackson's right in a way. This Ebola patient, you know, patient zero, you notice he's the only one that's died of all these white doctors they're bringing in here. Thomas Eric Duncan. That was his name. He's the only person that's died here of Ebola. 70% of people that get it die in Africa, sometimes 90%. But the only person that's died is a black guy. If I was the black folks out there, I would be really concerned about this Ebola. There have been a lot of white folks die from it. But if you look at the numbers, maybe 20%, which is still an incredible kill rate. But if you're black, in fact, we have a lot of new listeners, and people probably don't believe it. Will you queue up that documentary, and we'll show the article from the mid-90s when they declassified that they've developed airborne weaponized Ebola and other race-specific bioweapons. And they have the doctors that did it, the heads of Project Coast, on there doing the interview. This is completely declassified. But I'm sick of hundreds of publications. CBS News, MSNBC, Salon, Raw Story, all of them. That's right. 60 Minutes even did a piece on it. Dr. Death and his accomplice. But let's go ahead and play this clip dealing with weaponized viruses and bacteria for black people. So let's just get this out in the open. This is going on. Here it is.
Larry was a wonderful fellow, mad as a hatter. He used to rock up in South Africa having flown intercontinental flights with a trousers pocket full of goodies in sealed vials that he claimed were new and wonderful organisms and could do the most wonderful things on Earth.
Larry Ford had mutated cholera, typhoid, anthrax, botulism, bubonic plague, and had also come up with germs that he called kaffir-killing germs. Kaffir, as you may know, in Afrikaans, is the equivalent of the N-word. So these are germs that were specifically engineered to kill only black people.
In other words, an ethnic biological weapon. Had Project Coast really gone this far?
From the beginning, this idea of can we find a way to control the size of the black population was considered one of the most important areas of research. It got even more important over time as the size of the black population and the seriousness of the uprisings increased. So that's one reason why they got into genetic modification research, into is there a way to have contraceptives?
Okay. Oh, yeah, let's play that part.
Somehow basically sterilize blacks without them knowing it, and kind of all kinds of what at the time, or in hindsight, seemed like pretty far out research.
There was some talk about an ethnic weapon. Project Coast working on it. It was called Black Bomb.
That was great, yeah. That was the most fun I've had in my life. That whole episode of the ethnic weapon was very well set out in court, in the court papers. What happened is we had the objective to synthesize a certain protein that was in sperm for contraceptive purposes. The objective was that if you could immunize a woman against sperm, then you would make her infertile. We were asked to do this by another country who had a population explosion problem as part of the exchange of technology. They were giving us other stuff.
That's right. You can go read those court documents. It's been in the BBC, it's been in Der Spiegel, it's mainly been in European papers and South African, but I remember watching hearings on it in Congress back in the mid-90s on C-SPAN, but it was Israel, the U.S., China was looking at it. Israel wanted to use it on the Arabs. The problem was about a third of the folks living in Israel are Arab Jews, or what you'd call actual precursor original Jews, you know, from Abraham and Isaac and all the rest of it that goes back to the same people. And so they had to back off of that because it would have killed a third of the Jews in Israel. But this is all the type of stuff that's going on. Wouldn't kill Ashkenazi Jews, but it would have killed the Sephardic Jews. People like my late friend Aaron Russo, it'd kill him deader than a hammer. So when you say anti-Semitic, you can actually say it means being anti-Arab or anti-Jew, because that's where those folks come from. Now, the European derivation, and if you get into all that research, they'd have been just fine. The problem is so many of them have intermarried with Sephardic Jews, or what you'd call the original 12 tribes, I guess, that it would wipe those folks out. See, that's the problem with a race-specific bioweapon, because, yeah, you can create a bullet that'll kill 70, 90% of the black people, but it'll kill 23% of white people. See, we're too similar. But don't worry, they've gotten so much more high-tech now that they're working on that problem. They're working on that problem. And they put fluoride in everybody's water. They feed GMO to the white kids as well. The globalists can just get away with wiping out Africa because the governments are so corrupt. It's been colonial forever. It never got its freedom. And they've already gotten away with so much that that's where they're testing everything. But I will assure all the liberal white yuppies that will grab your shirt and say, you know what, there are too many black people. We need these abortuaries. I've had black and white liberals tell me that black people are bad, need to be gotten rid of. I've had black leaders on who said, yeah, of course, we've all heard that. That's the big, dirty, weird secret of the Democratic Party. Going back to Margaret Singer recruiting blacks who would hate other blacks and help keep them down, dumb them down, steal their money, not get them funding. I mean, Al Sharpton's in the news, the FBI informant today, and Rangel and others saying it's, you know, slavery that the blacks vote Republican. No, the real slavery is that you think you own all the black people. And you won't tell them about race-specific bioweapons, Sharpton.
This hour of GCN brought to you by LeSig. Kick some ash with LeSig's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit LeSig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You're the pretender.
protest music. I was talking to Billy Corgan, Smashing Pumpkins fame this morning. He's got some new heavy songs coming out, and he's going to send them to us right before his album comes out. We're going to get to premiere some of them here. And on drums is Tommy Lee, so you know it's going to be good. Look for that coming up next week. And the reason that's important is there are so many people out there in Hollywood, rock stars, hip-hop, you name it, that are awake to what's going on, but so few, like Dave Mustaine or Billy Corgan, have the courage to come out and speak out about it. The reason I mentioned that is I was just texting him during the break. There is so much election news to get to. I'll open the phones up. I promise I want to take your calls ahead of Dr. Joseph Mercola joining us. But when you heard me playing one of the top medical doctors in the government of South Africa working with the U.S., China, Israel, and others to create race-specific bioweapons, you need to understand that this is very serious. And PNAC, back in 2000, the Project for American Century, chaired by Dick Cheney, put out a paper saying we should look at the development and use of these. That's all I'm trying to say is you can't trust the people on top of this medical system, not the average doctors or nurses. And the way to stop this type of tyranny is to not just shut up when they say shut up, is to not just be a coward when they're disappearing people out of the hospital. No, talk about it like the Border Patrol's done, reaching out to us, and doctors have reached out to us. And then we report it, and millions find out about it, but everybody else doesn't because no one else will cover it. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, DrudgeReport.com carried our story. And they had Democratic Party-run websites attack us and say the whack job Alex Jones, and terms like that, with thinly sourced articles, claims people are disappearing. Really, thinly sourced, the head of a hospital by name, naming the hospital where it happened. And then we're saying we have another medical doctor on record and a whole bunch more that don't want to be on air. And then the government's telling everybody shut up and don't talk about Ebola. And they're ordering millions of hazmat suits and they're letting people with it travel around. And the border's open and they're letting people fly in with it. I mean, something's obviously going on here. Let me tell you something. You're black and you get this, you got a 70% chance of coming up with X's in your eyes. And I'm sorry that your leadership's run by the eugenics operation, but so is all the, quote, leadership. I'm just so sick of being called racist because I don't want to kill all the black people, or I don't want to forcibly inject all the girls in Guatemala and Mexico and Nicaragua and El Salvador with HPV that's known to reduce fertility and attack the ovaries on record. You're not going to hear Mecha and La Raza because they're all on the globalist payroll. Look at their corporate funding. We don't have any of that corporate funding. They got 300, 400 corporate funders for groups that are like the Ku Klux Klan. Openly say, for our race, everything, for your race, nothing. We got the Democrats running around, the party of the Klan, saying it's racist if you don't vote Democrat. I mean, just what a joke. I'm going to cover that in the next hour ahead of your calls. Briefly, I'm taking my DNA force. My kids are taking their DNA force. This is what I believe is boosting my natural defenses the most. Go read the medical facts, the nutraceutical facts at InfoWarsLife.com. The actual patented facts on this, on a product where we can actually make claims, but I'm not going to make them on air. You go read what is on record, what they're patented, what they're proven to do, InfoWarsLife.com. The CoQ10, the BioPQQ, of the organic, super concentrated, nutraceutical level grade of that, and the secret sauce that comes in a week or two. I can't tell you what it is yet, but I'm taking it. And then we've got the silver bullet, InfoWarsLife.com, colloidal silver. And we've got the Mason Iodine X2 that I believe from my research is just as important as colloidal silver. And then we've got Super Mel Vitality, and I mix this up and I drink it. And it is absolutely amazing. InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you all for your support. We'll be back second hour.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.